Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Saints. That was George Beverly Shays with the hymn, He Died for Me. Well, he died for us. But I know he died for me. The Lord Jesus loved me and saved me and redeemed me, and he did that for you too. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you're all doing well. As for me, again, happy, elated to be in studio to finish up this series on Romans 16:17. And it reads, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine you have learned, and avoid them. Avoid them. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks yet again, because every day, every moment of every day, we have access to you. We have access to your word. We have access to soul-saving truth. We have access to the Holy Spirit. We have access to the Father by means of the blood of Jesus Christ. We have access to the throne of grace. We have access to help in the time of trouble. We have access to heaven. We have access to our Father. Bless us, Lord, we pray. Bless us today as we conclude Romans 16:17. Thank you for these words of wisdom. Thank you, Lord. We don't second guess you. We never second guess God. When God gives us an advice, we take it. Oh, Lord, let that be true. Let us never second guess you. Let us never commit that sin. Let us never think that we can come up with a better way of doing things. Oh, no, Lord. Help us to stay the course of your word. This we ask, this we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Also, let me remind everyone that tomorrow night is prayer. Are you ready for prayer? Are you ready? Well, don't forget to read your Finney chapter in that wonderful book, The Autobiography of Charles Finney. It is a great, great book. And we are believing God for revival. We are in the midst of a spiritual battle. We're like Daniel. We're praying. And it seems like our prayers are going nowhere. And there's a battle going on in the heavenlies. But we know that the Bible says that from the first day we set ourselves to pray, we were heard of God. We were heard of God. So let us continue to believe and trust that what we're praying for will soon arrive. Romans 16:17 says, I now beseech you, brethren, my precious brothers and sisters, mark them. Keep an eye on those who do what? Who divide and intend to conquer. Keep an eye on those who prepare offenses or prepare snares, baited snares, with the goal of leading us Let's just say that you've been invited to a birthday party and suddenly five or six drug dealers, and you know they're drug dealers, they show up at the party. What are you going to do? Are you going to stay there? No. You remove yourself from that house. You depart from that house. You go away from that house. You grab your wife, you grab your children, and you say, get your coats, we're leaving. Why? Because these are bad people. And whenever you have bad people, bad things follow. So the word avoid means to remove yourself. Don't remain in their company. Either you remove yourself if it's their house, or if it's a neutral home, you remove yourself. And if it's your house, you kick them out. Either way. Make sure that there is great distance between you and the troublemakers. This is an apostolic injunction. Avoid these congregational troublemakers at all costs. And avoid them. Ek kleno. Ek means out and kleno away. Out and away. Get out of the house and go away. Have nothing to do with these people. They are pure trouble. Now, some will say, well, let's pray for them or let's evangelize them. No, 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 no. Again, don't second guess God. He says, remove yourself. Avoid them. Get out. They're agents of Satan. They're doomed. They're headed for destruction. These people have sold their souls to the devil. Once you sell your soul to the devil, that's it. It's over. You've made a deal. You've made a compact with Satan. And so this is why the Bible says just remove yourself. Depart. Go away. Get out as fast as you can. Get out. Get out. Just get out. Avoid them. So if they happen to show up at your place, tell them to leave. And if they show up at a neutral place, you leave. And if you wind up at their place, you leave. Well, what are you saying, Pastor? How could I wind up at their place? Well, let me give you an example. Let's go to Revelation 17. Revelation 17. In Revelation 17, starting at verse 1, there came one of the seven angels which had the seven veils or vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show thee the judgment. This angel said to John, come here, I'm going to show you a vision. And this vision has to do with the judgment, with the divine punishment that shall come upon the great whore. The great whore here is the apostate church. It's the ecumenical church. It's the one world religion church of the Antichrist. That's who the great whore is. So the angel, the moment he mentions the whore, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, he says, listen, I want to show you a vision of the whore, but it's not the whore in action. It's the whore under divine judgment. That's how the vision starts. Now, when you go to chapter 18, go to chapter 18, verse 4, it says, I heard another voice from heaven. This is another angel. Now, John's watching this. John is seeing this vision. And while one angel is showing him this vision of the great judgment of the great whore, notice she's a great whore, therefore she deserves a great judgment. He hears another voice from heaven. And this is what the voice says in verse 4. Come out of her. What? Who's coming out of her? Who should depart from the great whore? Who should leave these bordello churches? These red district churches. Who should leave? Who should leave them? Well, it says, come out of her, my people. Some way, somehow, God's people got mixed up with the great whore. You know how they got mixed up with the great whore? It's called the ecumenical movement. It's the Kumbaya movement. It's a movement today that's very popular, where you have a lot of people that belong to churches saying, well, let's just join for the sake of peace and love. Let's just join because, you know, they too follow Jesus. No, they don't. They don't follow Jesus. They want you to think they follow, but they don't. They give Jesus lip service. So I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, and be ye not partakers of her sins, that you may not receive her plagues. Verse 8, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly destroyed with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. That's the fate, that's the future of the ecumenical church. The ecumenical church is headed up by Rome. Rome is the great harlot, and Rome is bringing together all of the religions of the world to worship under one roof. That's the great harlot. And if you notice in verse 4, God says, some of my people got mixed up with this. Some of my elect ones, some of my holy ones, some of my redeemed ones, some way, somehow, they got ensnared. So angel announced the final warning. Call them out. And I heard another voice. Now notice where the voice is coming from heaven. Everything good, everything salvific, everything that leads man to Christ comes from heaven. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her. Run. Go away. Depart. It's pretty much like when the two angels came and got Lot and his family, and they said, hurry up, we're about to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone. Hurry up and get out. And Lot said, well, let me go grab a few of my things. And his wife says, let me. And they said, no, no, no. And they hastened Lot to leave the city because they were about to bring judgment upon the city. It's the same picture. And notice, What is God saying? God is saying here in Revelation 18:4, he's basically saying Romans 16:17, avoid them, ekklino, ek out, klino, away. Get out of the house, get out of that fellowship, and run. Go out, run. Run like Lot ran. Head for the hills, because I'm about to pour out my judgment. Avoid them. Avoid Satan's emissaries. Don't waste your time with these people. They're doomed. You don't believe me that they're doomed? Read 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter 2. In fact, let's go there. Let's go there real quick. 2 Peter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Speaking of these false teachers, who are these false teachers? Well, they are men suited for destruction. 2 Peter 2:1, it says, and there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Notice, what did they do? False teachers infiltrated the church. As there were false prophets among the people of God, the ancient Hebrews, even so shall there be false teachers among you, the church. Privily shall bring in damnable heresies, teachings that damn the soul, even denying the Lord Jesus who bought them with his blood. And they shall bring upon themselves, what shall they bring them upon themselves? Swift destruction. God will judge them. God will judge them severely. They're wicked. Avoid them. Avoid them like the flu. How many of you have gotten your flu shot? Well, if you've gotten your flu shot is pretty much Romans 16:17. That's your flu shot. Because Romans 16:17 tells you, avoid these people like you would avoid the flu or like you would avoid COVID. Last Wednesday, we were supposed to go to the Palatine Nursing Home. And we received a phone call early in the morning telling us, don't come. And they said, well, why not? We were all excited. We were set to go. We were getting ourselves ready to go. They said, don't come. Why? Because there's a whole unit here at the Palatine Nursing Home. People came down with the flu, a severe case of the flu. Don't come. We don't want you to get it. Did we show up? No, we avoided them because we didn't want to catch it and then show up in church on Sunday and bring it to the church members. This is what you do. You avoid bad things. False teachers are worse than the flu. They're worse than COVID. False teachers bring communicable spiritual diseases. They're bad for the church. And this is why you have to avoid them. Why? Well, because God's wrath lies over their heads. They're about to get it and don't know it. They were ordained, says the Bible. They were ordained for destruction. They're wicked. The secret to false teachers is they have sold their souls to the devil. The devil gives them fame, he gives them glory, he gives them fortune on this side of eternity. So they sign on the dotted line, they sell their soul to Beelzebub. When you do that, then the wrath of God is on you. Turn to the little book of Jude, that little book before the book of Revelation. This is what Jude says. Jude only has one chapter, so let's go to verse 4. For there are certain men who have crept into the church unawares, who were before of old ordained condemnation. You see, the wrath of God is resting upon them before the foundations of the world. The same way some have the grace of God resting on them before the foundations of the world, others have the wrath of God resting upon them before the foundations of the world. So Jude says, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained. That's it. They're ordained for what? They're ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our Lord into what? Lasciviousness. And denying the only Lord God, our Lord, Jesus Christ. These are wicked men. They have turned God's grace into license to sin. These are fleshly people, carnal people, wicked people. And they are ordained for destruction. Well, Pastor, let's try to save them. No, you can't save them. They're ordained. It's a mystery. You can't save them. You try to save them, they'll destroy you. You try to spend time talking to them about Jesus. It says here in the text, what have they done? They're ungodly men. Denying. Listen, they deny. They want nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Now, they'll come into the church. They'll creep in. And they'll say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And they'll say all the right things. But in their hearts, they've already denied. They've already signed on the dotted line for Satan. They've sold their souls. They are ordained to this condemnation. The same way Judas was ordained. Judas was ordained. He's called the son of perdition. The son of perdition. A mystery. So what are we to do? Avoid them. Avoid them. You can't convert everybody. Everybody's not convertible. There are some people who don't want to turn from their sins. They like what Satan has to offer them on this side. And they've made a deal. They've made a pact with the devil. And God foresaw that. And they are the enemies of the church, opposing the church. And this is why you are to avoid them. Avoid them like the plague. Avoid them and have nothing to do with them. Plain and simple. Well, that'll do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow starting a new series. We're looking at Romans 16:18. And Romans 16:18 reads like this. And this is why you need to avoid them. Because look at what verse 18 says. For these people are such who serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, I told you. For these people that I'm telling you to avoid, says Paul, they do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ. They only serve one thing, their own bellies. And by good words and fair speeches, do they deceive the hearts of the simple-minded? They're looking, they're fishing for gullible church folk. They start out by looking for simpletons in the church. People who've been in church for years, but sadly, the pastors have failed to indoctrinate them and fill their minds with truth. That's what makes them simple. They have nothing in their heads. Nothing was put there over the years by pastors. Those are the ones the wolves are looking for because they're easy to deceive with their fair speeches. We'll be back tomorrow to start this series. I leave you with George Beverly Shea again with the hymn, Once and Only Once. God bless you, saints. Only
everyone. I walk through this troubled world. Oh, if a good deed I may do, some tearful face bring laughter to. I will be contented then, for I'll not walk this way again. Once and only once I live with my fellow man. Let me be honest, kind and fair. Where I am needed, lead me there and help me play.